Silence is golden, they say. But what if I told you that in today's world, silence is the deadliest weapon of all? When you choose to keep quiet, you're not just avoiding conflict, you're choosing sides. And sometimes that choice is more dangerous than the truth you're too afraid to speak. They say silence is golden, but I've come to realize that it's often the currency of cowards. I remember a time in my early 20s when I stood by silently as a close friend was blamed for something she didn't do, simply because speaking up would have made me unpopular with the crowd. I convinced myself that it wasn't my fight, that staying out of it was the wise thing to do. But deep down, I knew I was just protecting myself, letting fear of conflict keep me complicit in a lie. We all do this. Stay silent in the face of discomfort, injustice, or wrongs that don't directly affect us. Maybe it's at work, when we see a colleague being mistreated, but we don't want to risk our own position. Or perhaps it's at home, where speaking out against outdated family traditions would cause friction, so we stay quiet and let the status quo suffocate us. But here's the truth. Silence isn't just avoiding a fight. It's making a choice. And too often that choice is to side with the oppressor, the abuser, the status quo that keeps us all shackled. If that makes you uncomfortable, good, it should. Because sometimes the most dangerous thing we can do is nothing at all. 1. Never remain silent. When your silence would allow ignorance to flourish. Ignorance is often more dangerous than malice because it spreads like wildfire, unchecked and unchallenged. I learned this the hard way during a heated discussion at a family gathering. The topic turned to climate change, and a relative of mine, a well-meaning but deeply misinformed individual, began spouting off conspiracy theories. "The climate's always changed," he said, dismissing the overwhelming scientific consensus as nothing more than a hoax designed to control the masses. I sat there, feeling the tension in the room as the rest of my family nodded in agreement, or worse, stayed silent to avoid confrontation. Part of me wanted to let it go, to keep the peace and not ruin the evening. After all, what's one more dinner ruined by an argument over something that feels too big to change? But I couldn't. I couldn't sit there and let ignorance masquerade as truth. I spoke up, explaining the science behind climate change, debunking the myths he was repeating. It didn't go well. My relative got defensive, accusing me of being brainwashed by the system, and the rest of my family shifted uncomfortably, wishing I would just drop it. But here's the thing. I wasn't just defending facts. I was standing up against the kind of ignorance that has real-world consequences. Silence in that moment would have been the easy path, but it would have also been the wrong one. It would have allowed a falsehood to go unchallenged, to take root in the minds of those around me. Ignorance isn't just about being uninformed. It's about being misinformed, and it's dangerous because it leads to decisions and actions that can have devastating consequences, whether it's refusing to vaccinate, denying climate change, or perpetuating harmful stereotypes. And this doesn't just happen at family dinners. It happens in classrooms where outdated or biased curricula are taught without question. It happens in workplaces where myths about diversity, equality, and inclusion are left unchallenged. It happens on social media where misinformation is shared and amplified, often by those who don't know any better. But here's the controversial truth. Staying silent because it's easier, because you don't want to ruffle feathers, or because you think it's not your place, makes you complicit in the spread of ignorance. It's a hard pill to swallow, but every time we choose silence in the face of ignorance, we're choosing to let that ignorance grow, to let it influence others, and to let it shape the world in ways that are often harmful. So, whether it's correcting a friend who believes in a harmful stereotype, challenging a colleague who spreads misinformation at work, or even speaking up in a public forum where your voice might not be the loudest, You have a responsibility to speak the truth. Yes, it's uncomfortable. Yes, it might make you unpopular. But the alternative, allowing ignorance to flourish, is far worse. Ignorance, left unchecked, can become the breeding ground for intolerance, discrimination, and even violence. In a world where information is more accessible than ever, there's no excuse for allowing ignorance to thrive. So, speak up, even when it's hard, especially when it's hard, because that's when it matters most. 2. When a friend or family member is engaging in self-destructive behavior, imagine you have a close friend who has developed a serious addiction to alcohol. Despite repeated attempts to intervene or offer support, they continue down a path of self-destruction, neglecting their responsibilities and harming their relationships. Or perhaps it's a family member who is in a toxic relationship, constantly making choices that lead to emotional and financial ruin. According to Stoic philosophy, remaining silent when someone close to you is engaging in self-destructive behavior is not only a personal failure, but also a moral one. Stoicism teaches that part of living a virtuous life is acting with courage and integrity, even when it involves uncomfortable truths. By addressing their harmful behavior, you help guide them back toward a path of reason and self-respect. Silence in such situations can be seen as tacit approval, which might inadvertently support their destructive patterns. My personal experience and some relatable examples. Consider Sarah, who had a close friend, Mike, struggling with alcoholism. Despite multiple conversations where Sarah tried to express her concern and offer help, Mike would brush off her worries and continue drinking. Sarah found herself in a moral dilemma. Should she continue to press the issue and risk their friendship, or should she remain silent and hope Mike would eventually seek help on his own? Sarah chose to speak up, expressing her concerns directly and offering concrete help, like connecting Mike with support groups. This decision was not without its consequences. Mike felt attacked and distanced himself from Sarah for a period. However, over time, Mike came to recognize the sincerity of Sarah's intentions and eventually sought help. Their relationship was strained, but Sarah's intervention ultimately played a crucial role in Mike's recovery. In another example, John faced a similar situation with his sister, who was in a toxic relationship that drained her emotionally and financially. John hesitated to confront her, fearing that his intervention might drive her away. Yet, he chose to have an honest conversation, focusing on her well-being and offering support rather than criticism. This approach led to a heated argument, and his sister initially cut off contact. However, John's persistence and compassion eventually helped her see the unhealthy patterns in her relationship, leading her to make positive changes. These examples illustrate the controversial nature of intervening in a loved one's self-destructive behavior. It involves navigating complex emotional landscapes and balancing the potential for personal loss against the moral imperative to act. Stoicism teaches that confronting difficult situations with virtue and courage, even at personal risk, aligns with a higher moral good. By addressing self-destructive behavior, we not only uphold our own integrity, but also have the potential to guide our loved ones toward a healthier path. 3. Never remain silent. When tradition harms more than it preserves. Tradition can be a powerful force, grounding us in our cultural heritage and community values. However, traditions that were once meaningful or practical can become harmful and outdated. It's uncomfortable to challenge long-standing customs, but silence in these situations can perpetuate harm and injustice. My personal experience. Consider a family tradition where every major holiday involves a feast with rich foods and excessive amounts of alcohol. As someone with a history of health issues and a growing concern about the impact of these practices on your well-being, you might feel torn. Speaking up might mean disrupting family gatherings and facing disapproval from loved ones who see these traditions as essential to their sense of celebration and togetherness. I faced a similar dilemma during a recent family reunion. For years, our gatherings included a tradition where we exchanged gifts of excessive value, often leading to financial strain and stress. As a result, the joy of giving became overshadowed by anxiety about the expense and the expectation to outdo one another. I realized that this tradition, once meant to show affection, was now causing more harm than good. After much thought, I decided to address it. I proposed a new approach, focusing on homemade gifts and shared experiences instead of costly presents. It wasn't an easy conversation. There were objections and some hurt feelings, but it eventually led to a healthier, more meaningful way of celebrating that reduced stress and deepened our connections. Some relatable examples are 1. Cultural practices. In some cultures, certain rites of passage or ceremonies might involve rituals that are physically or emotionally harmful, such as extreme fasting or initiation rites that cause distress. Questioning and potentially modifying these practices can prevent harm while preserving the essence of cultural identity. 2. Workplace norms. Many workplaces have long-standing traditions that might hinder inclusivity or well-being, such as after-hours social events that exclude employees with family commitments or those who do not drink alcohol. Speaking up about these practices can lead to a more inclusive and supportive work environment. 3. Educational methods. Schools sometimes cling to outdated teaching methods or disciplinary practices that no longer serve students effectively. Advocating for modern approaches or reforms can improve educational outcomes and better support student needs. 4. Family expectations. Family traditions might dictate strict gender roles or career paths that limit individual potential and happiness. Challenging these expectations can allow for greater personal freedom and alignment with contemporary values. 5. Religious customs. Certain religious practices might have once served a specific purpose, but now result in discomfort or exclusion. Engaging in thoughtful dialogue about these customs can lead to more compassionate and inclusive practices. Traditions often have a deep emotional and historical significance, but when they perpetuate harm, they must be questioned. Silence in the face of harmful traditions can mean endorsing practices that no longer serve their intended purpose and that can actively damage individuals' well-being and relationships. To challenge or not to challenge. Speaking up against harmful traditions requires courage. It's about prioritizing human dignity and well-being over adherence to outdated practices. It involves navigating the delicate balance between honoring heritage and adapting to evolving values and circumstances. The process may be met with resistance or discomfort, but it's crucial for fostering positive change. By addressing traditions that harm more than they preserve, you not only help mitigate suffering, but also contribute to creating a more compassionate and adaptable community. 4. Never remain silent. When someone's mental health is deteriorating and everyone looks away, mental health, often cloaked in silence and stigma, is one of the most vulnerable aspects of our well-being. When someone's mental health is deteriorating and those around them choose to look away, it's not just a missed opportunity to help. It's a silent endorsement of their suffering, a personal experience. I recall a time when a close friend, whom I had known for years as vibrant and outgoing, began withdrawing from social activities and showing signs of deep despair. They avoided eye contact, stopped responding to messages, and their once enthusiastic personality seemed to vanish. I was uneasy, unsure of how to approach the topic without seeming intrusive or making matters worse. The fear of stepping on emotional landmines made me hesitant. It wasn't until their condition reached a critical point that I realized the gravity of my inaction. They had to seek emergency help, and it was a wake-up call for me. I had let my own discomfort and fear prevent me from being there for them when they needed it most. That experience taught me that silence in the face of mental health struggles is not neutrality, it's complicity in the suffering of others. Some relatable examples. 1. In the workplace. A coworker shows signs of burnout or depression, such as erratic performance or visible distress. By avoiding the issue, you might think you're respecting their privacy. However, this silence can perpetuate their isolation and suffering. Reaching out with empathy or suggesting they seek support can offer a lifeline. 2. In school. A student exhibiting signs of anxiety or depression, like withdrawal from activities or a drop in grades, might be overlooked by peers and teachers alike. Intervention might seem daunting, but offering support or referring them to counseling services can prevent the deterioration of their mental health. 3. In social circles. When a friend begins to display distressing behavior, such as mood swings or isolation, avoiding the topic can further alienate them. Taking the initiative to check in and offer support can provide a critical connection and encourage them to seek help. 4. In family settings. A family member struggling with mental health issues may be met with avoidance or denial from other family members. This silence can exacerbate their condition, making it vital to address the issue with sensitivity and offer support or encourage professional help. 5. In community spaces, observing erratic behavior or signs of mental distress in a community member might lead to avoidance due to discomfort or stigma. Community outreach and support can help bridge this gap, providing essential resources and understanding. The deep message is, in every instance where mental health struggles are met with silence, we are silently endorsing the suffering of others. When we choose to ignore someone's deteriorating mental state, we are failing to recognize the profound interconnectedness of our lives. Each person's well-being is intertwined with the collective empathy and support of their community. The imperative to act. Our humanity is reflected in how we respond to the silent cries for help around us. When we ignore mental health issues, we perpetuate a cycle of suffering and silence. However, when we choose to confront these challenges with compassion and understanding, we break that cycle. We become agents of healing and hope, acknowledging that mental health struggles are not just individual battles, but communal responsibilities. 5. Never remain silent. When you witness injustice, injustice in all its forms thrives in the shadows, where silence becomes its accomplice. Whether it's a subtle act of discrimination, an abuse of power, or a blatant violation of rights, every instance of injustice demands a response. Yet, many of us find ourselves hesitating, unsure whether to intervene, fearing the repercussions, or simply hoping someone else will step in. But when we choose silence, we allow injustice to grow, unchecked and unchallenged. My personal experience. I once found myself in a situation at work where a colleague, a talented and dedicated woman, was consistently overlooked for promotions and important projects. The reason? She didn't fit the company's image, code for not being as loud or as assertive as her male counterparts. It was a subtle yet clear form of gender discrimination that everyone noticed but no one addressed. I remember feeling conflicted. On one hand, I didn't want to jeopardize my own standing in the company by speaking out. On the other hand, remaining silent felt like a betrayal of my own values and, more importantly, of my colleague, who deserved better. After weeks of inner turmoil, I decided to raise the issue with our HR department, highlighting the pattern of discrimination I had observed. The response was mixed. Some praised my courage, while others viewed me as a troublemaker. But the important thing was that the injustice was no longer hidden. It sparked conversations and eventually led to a more inclusive approach to promotions and project assignments within the team. The deep message: injustice anywhere is a threat to justice everywhere. When you witness injustice and choose silence, you become part of the system that allows it to thrive. It's not just about the immediate wrong you're witnessing, it's about the precedent you set for yourself and those around you. Your silence can embolden the perpetrator and dishearten the victim, creating an environment where injustice feels safe and unassailable. The call to courage. Speaking out against injustice is rarely easy. It requires courage to stand against the tide, especially when the injustice is subtle, systemic, or deeply ingrained in social norms. But it's precisely in these moments that your voice is most needed. Whether you're directly confronting the wrongdoer, supporting the victim, or bringing attention to the issue through other means, your actions can inspire others to do the same, creating a ripple effect of positive change. Silence is often seen as the safe, easy choice, a way to avoid conflict, keep the peace, or maintain relationships. But the uncomfortable truth is that silence, in the face of wrong, is far from neutral. It's a decision with consequences, a choice that can perpetuate harm, allow ignorance to flourish, and let injustice thrive. When you choose silence, you're not just avoiding discomfort, you're inadvertently endorsing the status quo, no matter how flawed or harmful it may be. Whether it's in the face of ignorance, harmful traditions, deteriorating mental health, or outright injustice, your silence can make you complicit in the perpetuation of these wrongs. Conversely, when you choose to speak up, you take a stand not just for yourself, but for others who may not have the power, voice, or courage to do so. Speaking out isn't just about addressing a single wrong, it's about creating a ripple effect. Your voice can inspire others to speak up as well, creating a culture where truth, justice, and compassion are prioritized over convenience and comfort. In daily life, it's the small acts of courage that can collectively bring about significant change. It's the moment when you correct misinformation at a family dinner, the instance when you support a friend struggling with mental health, the time when you challenge a harmful tradition at work. Each of these moments may seem insignificant on their own, but together they build a world where silence is no longer a shield for injustice, but a platform for positive change. We live in a world that desperately needs more people who are willing to speak up. Silence might protect you in the short term, but it erodes the moral fabric of our society in the long run. Speaking out, on the other hand, reinforces our shared values of truth, justice, and empathy. You might worry that your voice is too small to make a difference, that your actions won't change anything. But history is full of examples where individuals who chose to speak up, often at great personal risk, sparked movements that changed the world. From civil rights to gender equality, from environmental justice to mental health awareness, progress has always been driven by those who refuse to remain silent. The legacy you leave is shaped by the choices you make in these critical moments. Will you be remembered as someone who stood by silently, or as someone who had the courage to speak up when it mattered most? Your decision to speak out is not just about confronting the wrongs of today. It's about setting a precedent for the future. It's about teaching the next generation that silence in the face of wrong is not an option, that their voices matter, and that they have the power to effect change. Remember, the world is shaped not just by those who do wrong, but by those who allow wrong to be done. Your silence or your voice, both have power. One sustains the status quo, the other challenges it and pushes humanity forward. So, when faced with the choice between silence and speech, choose to speak. Your voice might just be the spark that ignites a change, the hand that reaches out to save someone, or the truth that pierces through ignorance. In the end, it's not the silence that we regret, but the moments when we had the chance to speak up and chose not to. Make sure that when those moments come, you choose courage over comfort, action over apathy, and speech over silence.